This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. As we saw in our last visit, Esther played a critical role in saving the Jewish nation in her day. As you read the book of Esther, you'll find that she and her cousin Mordecai were exiles and a minority under the reign of Xerxes. In addition, Esther's parents had died, and Mordecai, who was older, became her surrogate parent, so she was not living in a traditional family. In other words, she didn't have a lot going for her, but God used her anyway. He has endowed each of us with what we need to do His will. Then He asks us to trust in Him as we do what we can in obedience to what we understand is His will, no matter the cost to us. Did you get that? Trust and obey, no matter the cost to us. I call this an impact thought, a thought based on the Bible and put into my own words. Remember, you must always check the context to be sure your understanding is accurate. As Mordecai pointed out to Esther in chapter 3, verse 14, God will accomplish His will. If we don't do our part, someone else will be found who will. Think about whether or not God has put you where you are at this very time to be used of Him to further His cause. May your response be as Esther's was, "I will obey, whatever the cost to me." Esther went forth in simple obedience. She didn't perish. In fact, God used her to save her nation from perishing. Again, listen to this simple impact thought. God asks us to trust in Him as we do what we can in obedience to what we understand is His will, no matter the cost to us.